Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
You ever know anybody that just kick you when you're down? Anybody ever know anybody just kick you when you're down? And here, usually your lost sheep is wounded and bleeding, and not physically, but maybe bleeding from the heart, and just feels so lost, so many regrets. Followed my own path, should have followed God's. I knew I was going down the wrong road. And here comes the Savior. I told you before, if he wanted to condemn you, he would have sent a condemner. But Jesus wanted to save you, so God sent the Savior. And the Savior comes. Sin and all, addiction and all. Oh, I'm not an addict. You just don't know what you're addicted to. Addiction, brokenness, poverty, pain, shame, the kind of things people want to run from, the Savior runs to. I said the kind of mess that people want to run from, the Savior runs to. He doesn't kick us when we're down. Here's what the Savior does. Tears rolling down the sheep's face with all the pain and regret and the hurt. And God sent a Savior to come and find a lost sheep. And pick the first sheep went to seek the Savior. But the Savior now seeks the lost sheep. And what does he do? He holds him. I don't know who's held you in your life, but nobody's ever held you like Jesus. I said, nobody will ever hold you like Jesus. Nobody will ever hold you like Jesus. There's something tender about his touch. See, there's something warm about his embrace. There's something tender about his ways that doesn't beat me down, but picks me up. You want to know the story of Christmas from a lamb's view? A lamb had, and the sheep had their whole life interrupted by a message. And today, God's interrupting your life with a message that you need a Savior. When they got to the stable, the lamb had to make room for another lamb, the Lamb of God. And God, Christmas is challenging you and me today to make room for another lamb, the Lamb of God. And this Lamb of God, he took my place. The lamb looked into the cradle, and Jesus was all swaddled with cloths. And the lamb says, that's what they did to me, getting me ready for the sacrifice, but this one in the cradle will take my place. There's a scripture I want to share with you as I bring this plane in for a landing. It's in 1 Peter, and here's what it says. You know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life. Sheep are just so dumb. They just fall down. Probably can't even get into the Hyundai by himself. You were redeemed from the empty way of life. See, Pastor Reuben said it well earlier. He says, we're not here to beat you up. We're here to lift you up. But I am here to pull the curtain back and to show you what life without Jesus is like, and to contrast it with life with Jesus. The Bible says you were not redeemed from your empty way of life with corruptible things. Next verse. But with the precious blood of Christ. Everybody read the rest of it. A lamb without blemish or defect. That's why they swaddled the baby lambs, so in their early days they wouldn't thrash around and get blemished or defective. Jesus was a lamb without blemish or defect. There's one more verse there. For Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. the righteous for the unrighteous. I said the righteous for the unrighteous. Somebody say, Jesus was my substitute. And the righteous came, picked up a lamb that lost its way, and brought him to the fountain, or brought him back to the fountain of life. Brought him back to the flock. By the way, this is where all of you belong, with the flock overseen by the shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. God stepped on the stage of this broken, messed up, sinful world 2,000 years ago to bring us back to God. He came to give us hope if we're hopeless today. You ever see that commercial? It's years ago they played it. I think it was a bald guy getting new hair. Some hair for men. And the guy making the pitch says, I'm not just a salesman, I'm a satisfied customer. He had all this hair. I'm not just a salesman for Jesus, I'm a satisfied customer. So he came to give hope for the hopeless. He came to give healing for our sicknesses, cleansing from the dirt in our life, freedom from our bondages, and wholeness for our brokenness. Christmas, from this lamb's view, he said, you interrupted my life, and now you're telling me I got to make room for the Savior? And then looking into the manger, he says, this lamb will take my place. I'm so glad Jesus took my place. But now, Christmas from the Lamb of God's view. I believe the Lamb of God, Jesus is his name, would say, I came into this world because I love you. Could you look me right in the eye this morning in the balcony on this main floor? Jesus would say to you, if people have told you that they wish you were never born, and they said nobody will ever love you, I'm standing here today to tell you with every fiber of my being and everything that I believe on this planet and in my heart that God loves you with an everlasting love. And if the Lamb of God could stand here today, he would say, step aside, Russ, let me tell him. I came into this world in a manger because I love you. And my love has no boundaries. My love has no filters. My love has no preferences. I love the rich man and I love the poor man and I love the black man and I love the white man and I love the addict and I love the gay person and I love the Arab and I love the Muslim and I love the Jew and I love you, and there's nobody outside the scope of my love. My love includes everyone and excludes no one. If the Lamb of God, oh Jesus, if he could stand here today, he'd say, sit down, Russ. Let me tell them about my love. Let me tell them I became a baby and I grew into a man and I became a man so I could feel what you feel. I know what it's like to be hungry, and I know what it's like to feel rejected. And Jesus would say, I know what it's like to feel betrayed. I know what it feels like to be sold out, walked out on, and left alone. And I came so you'll never have to be alone another day in your life. He would say, you've sinned, you've all sinned, we've all sinned. But he would say, and your sin deserves punishment. And then he would say, but I took your punishment when I died on the cross in your place. I was your substitute. I was your sacrificial lamb. And today, I offer you the greatest gift to ever touch this planet. And it's the gift of saving grace. And all you need to do is just ask me, and I'll give it to you. Would you stand with me today in the sanctuary? And all you need to do is ask me, and I'll give it to you. In a moment, we're going to close the service with one of the most beautiful songs to ever be sung at Christmas, "O Holy Night." After that, the kids are going to close us out with a couple songs. But before they do, I would be so remiss to close my message and just send you home singing "Jingle Bells" when there's people in the room who have lost their way and have felt a sense of lostness and hopelessness. And I'd like to pray for you today, because you don't have to leave here the same way you came. Not lost, not broken, but found and healed. And I wonder how many people in the room, if you'd bow your heads all over the church, I'm going to pray. I want to pray for you. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to make you feel weird. But this is a moment right here. The sheep on the hillside got their whole lives interrupted. And God just may be interrupting your life with this message of a Savior today. And I wonder how many people in the room would say, "Pastor Russ, I feel lost. I feel like I've strayed from God. I was trying to find my way, but in the end, I lost my way. And I want to come back to God." I wonder how many. This Fountain of Life is a big family here. We share our stories with each other. We share our struggles with each other. And this is not a place where you ever will feel put down or looked down on. I wonder how many people in the room that would be brave enough to raise your hand here today to say, "Pastor Russ, I've lost my way, and I want to find my way back to God." Oh, you don't even have to find your way, because the shepherd is coming for you today, and he found you. I wonder how many people in the room right now, count of three, I'm just going to count to three. I want you to make up your mind. If you know Jesus, you know you're found, you have a wonderful life with God, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody in the room today that have strayed away, lost your way, and you feel the pain of it all and the brokenness of it all, and you say, "I need this Savior today. I need the Savior. Would you pray for me, Pastor Russ?" I guarantee you I will. And I guarantee you your life will change before you leave. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if that's you today. I feel like a lost sheep, and I want to come back to God. 1, 2, 3. Raise your hands. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. There's more. Could we pray now together, everybody? You don't have to live lost another day in your life. Let's everybody bow your heads in this church. I want you to pray. Just pray a prayer with me, if you will. And to help those maybe that might feel a little shy, could you join them in the prayer and say, "Jesus." Come on and say, "Jesus, I believe you're the Savior of the world. And today I open my heart to your saving grace. Forgive me, Lord. I have strayed. I've lost my way. But today I want to come home to you. I want to come back to God. I ask you to forgive my sins, to save my soul, to change my life, to heal my broken heart, to draw me to yourself. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Save my soul. Heal my heart and change my life. Come in, Lord. Be the shepherd of this sheep. I ask it in Jesus' name, and I receive it by faith. Now declare this, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's praise the Lord for those who just gave their life to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.